The Placer Miners and their effort to provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong, and when you need a lift around town, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, Golden Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. A message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. That's 451-TAXI. And by the way, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails coming up right after Johnny Holiday Sports.
Hi, everybody. From Calgary for Johnny Holiday, I'm Fred Manfra reporting on sports. The National Hockey League today suspended two players and slapped their coaches with fines as a result of brawls in two separate games. Brian O'Neill, the NHL vice president, suspended both John Kordick of Montreal and Gord Donnelly of Quebec for five games each for their encounters with each other on February 20th and then again February 23rd. Gary Mahar of the NHL office says that Canadiens coach Jean Perron and Ron Lapointe of the Nordiques have been fined $1,000 each in addition to the automatic fine of $25,000 to each club.
It is our judgment that both players were equally responsible for the incident. However, all the blame should not be placed on...
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and, of course, mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the more recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. We can discuss such topics as how you can become rich and famous by making a fabulously rich gold discovery, or perhaps the role of education in the Alaska mining industry. And of course, we will have special guests to discuss different mining-related topics. Some will discuss where the Earth's hidden treasures might be found, while others will tell us the rules we must follow to extract them. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska. We would especially like to hear from some of you early pioneers. I know many of you have some fascinating stories that perhaps you wouldn't mind sharing with us. So if you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences, give us a call. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. When you think about jewelry, you think about quality, and of course that aesthetic style of beauty. And when you want quality, you always think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality, whether you're looking for wedding rings and bands or a special piece for that special person. Larson's Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That means they can take raw gold and create rings, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings right on the spot and in a design of your choice. Larson's can also add diamonds, rubies, sapphires, or other gemstones from their large inventory to your new or existing jewelry piece. They can repair and rebuild jewelry, including shanks, loops, and chains. It's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larson's Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystal that's sure, with time, to become a family treasure. And for a special piece that will long be remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. But listen, Larson's is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or achievement. And for your safety and peace of mind, Larson's also has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. For anything you need, they have it on hand. Just remember, Larson's Can, located at 4th and Noble, open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays. Visit today or give them a call at 456-4141. We've got a great show planned for you today, folks. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's guest, Hazel Randall. As many of you know, is owner of Reindeer Shop of the Arctic. But before launching into the regular program, let me give you a little message. Where do the miners sell their gold? Well, everyone knows they sell it to the precious metals people, Oxford Assaying Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. In addition, Oxford also has some fascinating precious metal gift and investment ideas. These include sending gifts of silver. Listen to this, folks. The silver Alaska coin and the Oxford Alaska bar. Beautiful silver memorabilia. These 1 ounce pure silver pieces are a unique way to share Alaska with friends and family for under $10 each. And of course, they are excellent investment pieces. And here's a super idea. 1 ounce pure silver rounds priced at 95 cents over the daily quote. And you know how to get the daily quote. That's on the Oxford Special Quote Line, 452-7858. Keep that one in mind. The 1987 American Gold Eagles are now available with four sizes to choose from, starting at $65 for the 1/10 ounce coin. Add a 14-karat gold bezel with a chain, and you have the perfect gift for that someone special. Gold coins and ingots from around the world available in all sizes, starting at $25 apiece. And don't forget, folks, genuine Alaskan gold nuggets are truly the Alaskan gift. Stop by and view their fine selection starting at just $28.50 per penny weight. Give gifts of lasting value that will long be remembered. Give gold and silver, now available from your precious metal people, Oxford Assaying and Refining, 208 Wendell Street. Their phone number is 456-3967. And don't forget their special precious metal quote line, 452-7858, for the daily prices on gold, silver, and platinum. The quote line, once again, is 452-7858. And now, let's do what we do to give away dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And that, of course, is our Frontier Quiz. The first person to call us at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and give us the correct answer to our question, will win a $20 dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe, located across from the Daily News Miner. Now listen, folks. The Oxford quote line, as we've just indicated, is 452-7858. That's where you can get the daily quote for gold, silver, and platinum. Their number again, 452-7858. The question is, what is today's price for silver? The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And while we're waiting for our callers, let me just take a moment to thank the folks over at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe for providing the weekly prizes of dinner for two on Alaska Gold Trails. And of course, you all know where Laura's is located. It's kind of right across the street from Georgia's Saw Shop, located in the Rose Building off Illinois. And it seems that we have a call coming in. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim?
Yeah.
The price on your silver is $6.16 today.
$6.16.
Is that correct?
You know, I got a different number than that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Did you just call the hotline?
No, I just got it off of the radio earlier this morning.
That's strange, because I called their hotline and I recognized that the radio gave you the wrong information, believe it or
well,
not.
Well, that's normal, I guess.
Yeah. You better give their hotline a call. If you got 616, that's not what I got.
Okay, Jim, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, is it 613?
No, that's not the number that I got off their hotline today.
Oh. All right, I thought I just heard that a minute ago. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Well, let's try it one more time. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I also got 616, down 8 cents from yesterday.
8 cents from yesterday. Was that over the radio or off their hotline?
Off their hotline about 30 seconds ago.
Is that right? Well, you know, I'm having a little trouble with this because early today, this morning, I had a quote of $6.18. And so perhaps something's going wrong there. And maybe we'll just dial them up over there and find out exactly what it is. And then I'll have to have that first caller call us up. Now, what is your name, by the way?
Oh, I'm Jack Geyer.
Jack, I'll tell you what. How do you spell your last name?
G-U-Y-E-R.
G-U-Y-E-R. You're our second caller. And Jack, if the answer is correct at 6:16, you're welcome to a 1-ounce silver ingot from Alaskan Prospectors for straightening us out here on Alaska Gold Trails today. How's that?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jack, and I'll let you know in just a minute. Let me give Oxford a call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. So we better give Oxford a call and see what they have on their hotline. Their number, once again, the quote line is 452-7858. So, you know where Oxford is located there. And that's right at... I don't think we're coming through.
Through to me.
Let's try it one more time. Four, five, two, 7, 8, 5, 8.
Hello?
Well, I'm having some difficulty getting through on that hotline for some reason. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back with them in just a few minutes, but right now I want to introduce our guest for today, and our guest, as I pointed out earlier, is Hazel Randall. And Hazel, how are you today, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails.
Well, thank you, and I'm doing just great. I like this warmer weather.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you a question, Hazel. You've been in Alaska for many, many years. I think you came to Alaska in 1944, right?
Yes, I did.
And have you seen the temperatures vary over that period of time since 1944 until this time?
Yes, I have. I've seen it in 1946, the winter of 1946 and 47. It was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s there for about 3 or 4 months.
Above?
Below.
Oh, okay.
And then the winter of 61 and 62, we had some very cold weather at that time. Everybody waited to do their Christmas shopping until the last minute, and then they still had to get out there and do it because it didn't lessen up at all.
Uh-huh. Tell us, Hazel, when were you born? Or is that classified information?
Oh, no. I think I'm doing pretty good at my age. I was born in 1915 in Texas.
In Texas, uh-huh. And you came from Texas to Alaska in 1944 then?
Yes, I did. I came from Houston, Texas. I had lived prior to Houston in Galveston, Texas, where my oldest daughter was born.
Mm-hmm. And what was the attraction here in Alaska?
Oh, I thought it was a land of freedom, freedom of prejudice, freedom to do as you pleased. I thought it was a wonderful country, and I still think it is. I loved the winters in those days. It was a source of fascination to me to see how old man winter came along and covered up all the garbage. And it's a spring that I really didn't care for when all the snow melted and then it would unearth all the things that we had hidden all winter long.
It was kind of a surprise, like Christmas coming around, eh?
Yes.
And tell us, your mother lived here in Alaska when you arrived, is that?
Yes, that is the main reason that I came to Fairbanks. My mother had come to the country in 1932. My uncle had a homestead up where Rika Walden's old roadhouse used to be. That's up in the Big Delta area. And then she later moved to Fairbanks and married my stepfather, who was Carl Berge at the time. And she loved it up here, too. She was free to do what she wanted to do, and she was healthier than she had ever been in the States. And I guess that's that's all at the time. Later on, she married Ted Ofsted, who was my second stepfather, and he came to the country in 1926 from Norway.
Mm-hmm. And tell us...
Oh, I forgot. She did own the Northern Hotel that was located on First Avenue, and I used to sit there in the lobby and look at, in the wintertime, look at the dog races down there on the ice, and in the springtime, we'd see the float planes landing there.
Oh, that's interesting. Look, well, I want to hear, and I'm sure the audience wants to hear about the hotel and the prospectors and miners that used to come in there in the winter time, and what they did and what the atmosphere in Fairbanks was like during that period of time. But let's get to that right after some important messages from our sponsors. Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And by the way, folks, that's not just my opinion. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and eight mechanics on hand to serve you. And you know, with that much attention, you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or a 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspections, get this, folks. Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. Gabe's also has a special deal for the folks who are getting your vehicles ready for winter. If you get an oil change, filter, and lube, or tune-up at Gabe's, you'll also get a free winterization inspection. This 30-minute inspection covers such items as heater, antifreeze, check gearboxes, inspect fan belts, battery, and all fluid levels in your vehicle. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. With this icy weather, you might want to write that number down and put it in your glove box. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field, or give them a call. Their number, once again, is 456-6156. B&L Pawn Shop at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman is the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. Now, folks, that's an understatement. It's more like having a giant garage sale in one room. One-stop shopping will get you everything. Just to give you an idea, let me list a few items. Jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, winches, propane bottles, tools, hats, musical instruments, cameras, TVs, radios, typewriters, and the list goes on and on and on. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And if you tell her you heard it from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails, she'll even sweeten it more. If your money is a little tight, they'll be happy to help you out. Bring in anything you feel is of value or use, and the folks at B&L will loan you the money to get through to better days. Or if you sell items on consignment, they'll work with you on that too. So if you're looking for anything from snowshoes to diamond rings, see the folks at B&L Pawn, 605 Gaffney. Jim, Bruce, and Killer will be happy to deal. Killer never says no. She'll sell anything but the chandelier, and only then because it's attached. However, ask her. You just never know. That's B&L Pawn, corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Their phone number is 452-6491. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday. And remember, folks, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal. Folks, we're here with Hazel Randall, and Hazel has been in Alaska since 1944. If you have some questions or would like to talk to Hazel, give us a call here. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255, right here on KFAR Radio, 660 on your radio dial. This is Alaska Gold Trails. Hazel, tell us about the hotel business and what the pioneers used to do when they came in during the winter time, the mining pioneers and prospecting pioneers.
Well, in those days,
Hazel, let me interrupt you just for a minute. I think we have a call for you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Hazel.
Hello.
Isn't it strange how everyone has gotten old except you and I?
Oh, that is right. This is Mary Louise Clark.
Right. Weren't we together the time we were with Beta Sigma Phi and we went to the airport to meet incoming dignitaries?
Yes, we were.
And we thought it was, I don't even remember who it was supposed to be, but instead of, and we had on our Florador-type costumes and champagne and the red carpet, and we wanted to give them some real good old northern hospitality and throw our arms around them and welcome them to the city instead of it being the people we thought it was, a plain load of Baptist ministers.
Yeah, that's funny.
And they wouldn't even give us a time of day.
Well,
remember they marched right past. They probably thought they had come into a place and we were gals from the
city of ill repute.
Yes.
Mm.
Ladies, why was it called the city of ill repute by those people?
People like us.
Oh, is that?
Oh no, they thought we were associated probably with the girls down on Fourth Avenue.
Tell us about that, ladies. Do you know? Give us some information about the people on Fourth Avenue.
I didn't know them.
Well, they usually kept to themselves, but probably if you saw them going down the street or in a store, you wouldn't know them because they looked just like you and I. But they were known for their generosity to the prospectors and the miners and the construction workers that were down on their luck. And so all they had to do was go and ask them for a loan until spring when everybody went to work. And then they would make a lot of money. Then they'd come in the fall and they'd play, they'd dance, they'd play cards, they would just really live it up until their money ran out, and then they would start all over again. It was just a complete circle every year.
Hazel was the most beautiful woman in town. Of course, she was not in that business, but she was. She has always been and still is.
Mary Louise, you're making my face turn red. It's a good thing.
Good thing you're on radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary Louise. So, your face is red. We're lucky you're not on television.
That's
Hazel.
Right.
Uh-huh. Boy, it's bright. It's bright. Hazel, let me just give some messages to the folks out there, and then we'll be right back. We're going to get talking about that hotel now.
Okay. All right.
Hardworking miners need hardworking equipment. And you know where you can get that type of equipment? It's from Georgia Saw Shop, located in the Rose Building, located at 520 Church Street, right here in Fairbanks, Alaska. You'll get the equipment and service you need at Georgia Saw Shop. For example, space heater repairs are done, all types and sizes and all brands, such as Champion, Coring, Master Heater, and others. A complete line of parts in stock if you want to repair your own. Also, Georgia Saw Shop repairs gas and diesel generators of any size and, of course, stocks parts for them all. Chainsaws, George says, we sell the best and service the rest. That's Georgia Saw Shop. Get a new Husqvarna, solar or Poland. Now, this is really important, folks. chainsaw service, bring in your chainsaw for a tune-up and cleaning, complete repair and or sharpening of the chain. Georgia Saw Shop services all brands and carries bars, chains, and accessories to fit any chainsaw. For top quality service and equipment, visit the business you can depend on. Visit Georgia Saw Shop next door to Don's Barber Shop in the Rose Building there on Illinois Avenue. You can't miss the building. It's that scenic old building that you see immediately as you pass the Cushman Street Bridge going down Illinois Avenue. And by the way, folks, George is open from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday. And if you have questions, call 452-2069 and ask for George or his lovely wife and partner, Barbara. Once again, the number is 452-2069. And by the way, just a little note from Alaskan Prospectors at 504 College Road. They have a new supply of beautiful crystals, rocks and minerals from around the world. So if you folks are interested in high-quality crystals, rocks and minerals, you can stop over at Alaskan Prospectors and see their fine display. Give them a call at 452-7398 for more information. Now, how about Arctic Springs? Robert, Charlene, and James Johnson own and operate a family business here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs at 285 Alta Way. They started manufacturing leaf spring and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. To give you an example of what they can do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000 square foot manufacturing plant, just listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, even aircraft. Springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your specifications, and they can raise and lower your vehicle. Arctic Springs handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. In addition, look at some of the other items they stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings. Torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machine trailers, and weasels. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications, so bring in your blueprints or sketch. In addition, they have two huge 30-inch by 8-foot heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treatment. And by the way, Placer Miners, phone Robert and ask him what kind of service he has available for you over there at Arctic Springs. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612. Once again, folks, we're here today with Hazel Randall, and of course, if you have any questions of Hazel, please give us a call. The number is 479-8255. Hazel, once again, let's get back to the hotel and what kind of atmosphere was the hotel experience during the winter months and some of the atmosphere around Fairbanks.
Well, my mother was a very enterprising person. When she married Carl Berge, well, she took over the remodeling of the hotel. And the hotel was known for its cleanliness, its friendliness, and also she put in a coffee shop in 1945, and everybody from the NC or any nearby stores, they used to love to come there for their coffee breaks, and we had good food, had good cooks, and it was in operation until the spring of 1946, when a fire was started in the bar at the end of the corner facing, I believe that's Turner there. Anyway, it was the NC was on the other side, and then there was the bar, the Allies room, which was a nightclub, a restaurant or two, and then there was our hotel, my mother's hotel, and next to it was the Pioneer Hotel. And in the spring of 46, that is, Randy Acord told me just the other day that he still has the movies he took of the fire, and I'm anxious to look at it again, so probably I will. My mother, she just lost everything because she had borrowed money to put the coffee shop in, and so she lost her home, she lost the building, she lost everything but the hole in the earth. Mm-hmm. And then she went to work for Martin A. Pinska, and she worked for him for a long, long time, 15, 16 years. I myself, rather than go back to Texas, I decided to stay here and married Patrick McGay, and we were married a long, long time. We had three children. I had one when I first came, so that made four daughters. Now I have three granddaughters and three grandsons. And
so you've created quite a family, haven't you?
Yes, and I can't feature living anywhere else. I love it here, and it's my home, and my children, three of my children were born here, and they all love Alaska, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you, what, did the miners and prospectors come into the hotel during the winter time?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
As I told you, they would come in, they would rent a room, they would have their parties, and with the girls, with the bottle, with the dances, whatever.
Did they, tell us about... you know, the partying and everything, and the miners would come in, they'd have, would they tell stories about their great discoveries out in the mines?
Oh, yes. They would always be sure that next summer they would find that great mother lode, I guess you would call it, of minerals. And, well, in the fall, they would come in with a pocket full of nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I guess gold was more plentiful in those days.
What did they do? Did they put some of that away for the
they
most
paid
part?
Their bills that they'd run up the following, I mean, the winter before.
Uh-huh. And tell me, did it, was there enough to go through that winter, or did they run out of gold and then have to
Well, then they would have to charge it.
Yeah, they
And
did.
They couldn't, the people in town would trust them until they went to work because they knew that they would get their money as soon as they got some.
I understand. Now, tell us, did the was there any big strikes that they spoke about during that period of time? Were there any exciting adventures that took place that perhaps some of the old-time miners and prospectors, the stories might have been related by them to you and to your mother?
Well, there were many stories told. My own experience with mining was when Pat and I were married and in 1946, and then in 1947, he and two other partners went antimony mining, and they did that for a couple of years, and then he always dreamed of finding another mine. Or some place where there were gold nuggets resting in the creek for him to get or something. He was always dreaming of that big strike. But he was in the construction business in 1951 on.
Uh-huh. Tell us, what was your role in the antimony mining activity?
Oh, the three of us, the wives of the partners, we were just what you call antimony widows, and so we were left to take care of our children. George Moore, who lived down the road to the International Airport, well, he had a farm there. And so he let us come and plant potatoes and all sorts of vegetables there. And that was the year that we had an early freeze in the first part of August. So the only thing we were able to save out of that was some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And probably carrots. But I remember that was the first time I'd ever dug for potatoes, and it was just like finding gold.
tell me, was your husband successful in his antimony mining operation, or?
No, I'm afraid not, because the war was over and the antimony went out, the market went down, and so that is the reason why he didn't go mining anymore.
Well, good. Look, Hazel, I'd like to talk more about your activities in Alaska following 1950, but let's take a look at some of our sponsors here on Alaska Gold Trails. Robbie says, it's bonanza time at Tip Top Chevrolet. For power, performance, and comfort, you can't beat a Chevrolet truck. The 6 year, 60,000 miles limited warranty is standard. Come in, look the vehicles over, take a test drive. No reasonable offer will be refused. Tip Top Chevrolet has what you want, whether gas or diesel, two or four wheel drive, small, comfortable, and sporty, or a full size work truck. Robbie is ready to deal. For the best selection and the best prices, stop in today at Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 South Cushman. Listen to the components on these models. The S10 Blazers have a powerful 2.8 liter V6 with electronic fuel injection. A smooth ride with fully independent front suspension is standard. Bucket seats in front are also standard on these S10s. All units in stock have four-wheel drive. The S10 pickups have heavy-duty construction, heavy-duty payload package, fully independent front suspension. Hot wax coating on the entire frame helps fight effects of road salt and dirt. On the full-size pickups, electronic fuel injection is now standard. Vortec V6 engine on one of the most powerful standard engines in a half-ton pickup. Fleet side or step-side boxes available. Crew cab or bonus cab available. Gas or diesel power. That's Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 Cushman Street, phone 452-8211.
Was named Man of the Year at a fundraiser for a new movie museum. Among those paying tribute, Richard Dreyfuss, Johnny Carson, and Nancy Reagan. Among the notable movies opening today, Harrison Ford in Frantic, a very entertaining thriller, and John Waters' newest called Hairspray. The actor Devine explains the hip premise.
Basically, it's about young teenagers and dancing, and young teenagers wanting to get into television. It was called the Buddy Dean Show in Baltimore, which was like your Dick Clark show now.
Well, a big bash in New York tonight to honor Superman's 50th birthday. By mutual agreement, Barbara Cook is out of the upcoming Broadway musical Carrie. A nationwide talent search for Angels 88, Fox Broadcasting sequel series to Charlie's Angels, and 65% of the mail coming into General Hospital is against Simone and Tom's interracial wedding. I'm Joanna Langfield.
Sears has it. A radial tire with two steel belts and all-season tread for as low as $22 per tire. That's four for $88. That's right. The B155 ADR13 Guardsman radial is just $88 for four. Where else but Sears would you expect quality like that at a price like this? So make Sears your tire headquarters and hurry in for fast installation with no appointment necessary, days, nights, and weekends.
It's more for your life.
We install confidence.
At Sears.
I'm not going. I have a job.
Baby, you have the rest of your life to work. Go to college, Cheryl.
Yes.
You and Granddad didn't. You're okay.
We didn't have the chance.
Besides, you graduated with honors.
I don't need college.
Cheryl, why are you being so bullheaded?
Because Mama can't afford to send me, okay?
Oh, baby. Oh. We didn't know.
I wanted to go so bad.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
K&K Recycling at 8.5 Mile on the old Richardson Highway is the leader in recycling in the Pacific Northwest. Bernie Carl, personal friend of mine, is, of course, the owner-operator of K&K. He's a former miner and believes that our natural resources must be preserved. Bernie has appeared in many schools throughout the area to explain the value to school children on the benefits of conservation and recycling. At this point, Bernie, of course, has gone down to Juneau, and he's giving presentations and information regarding recycling of metals in Juneau. So, folks, if you have a ferrous or non-ferrous metals, K&K is ready to buy and pay cash on the spot. And a point that we've made in the past is that if you have some metals that have been stacked away in your backyard, this is an opportunity for you to clean up your yard and at the same time turn those old metals into some cash. So come and visit K&K Recycling at 8.5 Mile on Old Richardson Highway and learn more about recycling. And you can call for daily quotes. That's K&K Recycling at 8.5 Mile Old Richardson Highway. And if you'd like to call for quotes, the number is 488-1409. That's 488-1409. They're open from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Folks, we're here with Hazel Randall, and of course, if you have some questions of Hazel, give us a call here on Alaska Gold Trail. The number is 479-8255. Hazel, tell us about what you've been up to since 1951.
Well, there's so many things that I couldn't go into that because it's just not long enough. But right now, I have married Cy Randall a year and a half ago, and we have been in business together before that. We've been at our location going on 4 years. It's called the Reindeer Shop of the Arctic. We specialize in Indian Valley meats, which is processed down at Indian, Alaska, 16 miles out of Anchorage on the Seward Highway. We also now are specializing in furs. We have many, many kinds of furs. All you need to do is come in and feel them. And they look beautiful. We also have a fur sewing class on Mondays from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Where do you hold that class, Hazel?
We hold it at the shop.
I see.
We have room for anywhere from 12 to 15 people.
Mm-hmm. And the furs that you have there, what kinds again?
We have the Arctic fox, the red fox, the cross fox, the black fox, the silver fox. We also have lynx. We have wolves, many wolves. And we have some coyote and some mink and some marten. We carry the little white weasels, which sell very well. I think people usually buy them for souvenirs. At least that's what they seem to do in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And we sell birds, ptarmigan birds and grouse, and we sell, we have a little marten and we have a fox, and oh, we have all kinds of things that are geared to the Alaska visitor, and we do a mail order business. We send to people anywhere. Right now we're almost able to go anywhere on a 2-day time period because we're associated with the United Parcel Service. Mm-hmm. And we sell tapes about Alaska. We have 4 tapes for $39.95, and we have a number 5 tape, which makes it a lot more, is $49.95, and it makes it a lot cheaper than buying a single tape. And the people that were sent them out of state, well, they thought they were just wonderful. And we get letters all the time telling us about our service and saying that it is really a good service, and they're very happy with the products that they receive.
Mm-hmm. These are VCR tapes on Alaska, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And
they're put out by through the Park Service.
Uh-huh. Are they what do they deal with? Could you give us an idea of
Well, there's one called Denali Wilderness, and it's all about the wild animals. It's been filmed in the park, I believe. There's one called Katmai. There's and one of the number 4 tape, I believe they have the earthquake in black and white. All the others are in color. Mm-hmm. And of course there is a narration with the tape so that you can understand. It doesn't have captions. You just have to listen to it.
So you have a wide variety of unique Alaskan frontier gift ideas in your store, don't you?
Yes, we carry Alaska candy, berry candies. They're filled with a jelly made from different wild berries, and we have Alaskan teas. We have we have so many things. I just can't think of them all. You just need to come on in, and we're at 59 College Road in the Regency Court Mall, and our phone number is 456-4800, and we'll be delighted to see you. We're open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 in the afternoon.
You know, Hazel, I've been in your store a number of times here, and it's just fun to walk in there and browse around and see all the neat little things that you have on display there. And I also noted that over in one corner you had one of the tapes playing. So to give people an idea of what's going on there, I saw furs on the wall. I saw stuffed birds and animals. I saw food items that were in a cooler, and I saw the tape, and plus other little smaller items that were available through your outlet there. And it was quite impressive and fun to browse around. It was really kind of like in a candy store.
Mm-hmm. My husband loves to give taste, you know, a little taste of Polish sausage made with reindeer, or the summer sausage made with reindeer. Sometimes he gets ambitious and cooks some of the things. But all the sausage is ready to eat as is, or you can go ahead and cook it like you do anything else.
Uh-huh. I want to get back in just a few minutes and talk a little bit more about some of the events that took place in your life early on here, Hazel. But first, let's talk about one of our favorite mining people. Hector's Welding, located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, has been serving Alaska for many, many years. Their 14,400 square foot shop is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. Listen to this list of services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repair and modifications. And folks, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and of course, complete screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. They have a portable welding unit for fast on-site repairs. Hector's fully equipped fabrication shop is ready to serve you. Bring out your ideas and blueprints. It's a well-known fact that anywhere in the interior where the big jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven, rapid, reliable work. Rush jobs are no problem. Remember, Hector's Welding has been getting the job done and done right for decades. And now, an all-new service, Flocculence. Hector's is the gel log distributor. There's a free test kit available at 13 Mile Richardson Highway for you placer miners. All you have to do is stop out at Hector's and pick up the kit. And remember, it's free. Wherever Alaska miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment. Located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Their phone number out there is 488-6432. Their number, once again, is 488-6432. Folks, this is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Our guest today is Hazel Randall, and if you'd like to ask Hazel a question or talk for a few minutes, our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. We'd enjoy hearing from you. Hazel, tell us, you worked at a couple of stores here in Fairbanks in the 50s and 60s and in a couple of other areas. Why don't you tell us about your employment, say, back in the 50s?
Well, I really didn't work too much in the 50s except take care of my children. And believe me, in the wintertime, I used to get cabin fever. But in the late 50s, well, I worked part-time for several businesses. But in the year 1961, I went to work for Safeway, where the downtown post office is. And Safeway and I both learned the business together because they had never been involved in liquor before. But they were the first store in 140 some odd stores to have liquor in their store. And then I went to work for the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service in the information office in 1973. And then I retired in 1980. When I was 65, I said I'd never work again except for volunteer. But here I am eating my own words because I work at the Ranger Shop of the Arctic quite often.
Hazel, I want to thank you for joining us here on Alaska Gold Trails today. We've had an interesting experience. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Folks, I want to, as I said, thank Hazel. And for something a little special today, a frontier quiz for our Bush listeners, a mail-in answer. Are you interested in this kind of contest? Well, we're going to find out. The winner is going to be based on the first postmark and content of a one-page answer to the question. The winner will receive a 1-troy-ounce silver ingot from Alaskan Prospectors located at 504 College Road in Fairbanks, Alaska. This week's questions, folks, is... Who was Jack McQuestion, and what historic role did he play in the development of Alaska? Once again, the question is, who was Jack McQuestion, and what historic role did he play in the development of Alaska? Send your answer, your one-page answer, to Alaska Gold Trails, care of KFAR Radio, P.O. Box 910, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99707. Next week's guest, ladies and gentlemen, will be Mary Hansen, a pioneer Alaskan from Delta, Alaska. It's been fun. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Until next week, folks, happy prospecting. Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Join us next week right here on KFAR Radio, 660 AM on your radio dial. We'll be here every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Please join us. Folks, it's been fun. See you next week.